The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, sports pundits call on CAF to take action against Equatorial Guinea for disturbances as Ghana qualify to play Cote d'Ivoire in finals of AFCON 2015. Rehabilitation work on Adomi Bridge to be completed by October this year. New condition of service for health workers approved. Tomorrow's National Sanitation Day focuses on Northern Region, and UN Security Council urges countries in West and Central Africa to step up military operations against Boko Haram. Ghana clinched a place in the final of the Africa Cup of Nations with a 3-0 win over host nation Equatorial Guinea in a rather bizarre twist. The night will be remembered for shameful scenes of violence between supporters, which saw the match suspended for 30 minutes in the second half. Goals from Jordan Ayew, Wakaso Mubarak and Andre Ayew sealed a comfortable win for the Stars, but the game was marred by shocking scenes in the stands that caused the game to be suspended. A cheeky Jordan Ayew penalty and an even sensational finish by Wakaso in the first half seemed to have ended the fairy tale run of the host, who gave everything but discipline in the second half. The Stars pushed further and came through with a third goal when Didi Ayew slotted home from close range to end Equatorial Guinea's winning dream. However, with just about 10 minutes to the close of game, supporters of the host nation began hurling missiles at the visiting supporters. The Ghanaian fans then ran down onto the pitch for their own safety, compelling the referee to suspend the game. Equatorial Guinea fans then resorted to throwing objects onto the pitch towards match officials before a helicopter flew over the home supporters in a bid to halt the violence. That intervention led scores of supporters to leave the stadium with bottles strewn across the pitch. Well, there was jubilation across the country by Ghanaian fans over the scoring of the third goal by the Black Stars to secure them a place in the final of the AFCON Games. Many fans Radio Ghana spoke to after the match were happy to be Ghanaians and very proud of the Stars. They assure victory in the grand finale.
I'm proud to be a Ghanaian.
Yeah, we are happy and we are expecting more. Inshallah, it was so nice. And inshallah, we're winning by 3.
Right now, I'm happy because I wasn't expecting them to get to this far. And right now, they've qualified to, I would say they have qualified to the final. So, glory be to God. And I'm so happy and I'm happy and I'm happy. We are bringing the cup.
I know we are going to win. No to waste by it. I mean, for real, I know we are going to make it to the final.
Fans expressing the excitement about the Black Stars qualification to the final of the AFCON matches. Well, Ghanaian fans watching the game between the Black Stars and Equatorial Guinea on a giant screen at ZOI Gardens in Accra were saddened by the almost 30-minute interruption of the Africa Cup of Nations semifinal. They described the act as a disgrace to African football. Many of the fans called on CAF to sanction Equatorial Guinea to serve as a deterrent to others.
It's a disgrace to football. Basically, it's a big disgrace to African football. If you ask,
they are bush rules. They are bush. They don't know anything.
They can stop the match straight away.
Because it's a disgrace to African football, man. Ghana is leading and they just came back and trying to, throw the whole team. So for us, we see it as a disgrace for Africa because they came in last minute to rescue Africa. And then at the end of the day, semi-finalists, they intended for falling the whole shoe. So sad. This for Mother Africa.
Yeah, it's a big disgrace because, we weren't expecting something like this to happen because we thought maybe CAF would have been, because of, we had so many allegations against this particular match. It should have been secret to.
Okay. said she thinks it's very sad for Equatorial Guinea what's happening tonight, because their fans have really let them down. For a small country that has done so well in this competition, and now all that everyone's going to remember is the way that they have disgraced themselves tonight. And I feel sorry for Ghana because they are playing a really good game, but I even feel more sorry for Ghana because of ECG.
Well, fans expressing their disappointment at a 30 minutes interruption of yesterday's game between Ghana and Equatorial Guinea. Furthermore, sports pundits are calling on CAF to take action against Equatorial Guinea for the disturbance in yesterday's match. The disturbance halted the match for close to 30 minutes, with both sides remaining on the field waiting for instruction from CAF. Football pundits Kyle Tofor and Abukari Damba, member of the 1992 Black Stars team which played in Senegal against Cote d'Ivoire, said it is important that CAF takes stern action against Equatorial Guinea.
The last 8 minutes, it speaks volumes of the competence of CAF as a confederation in terms of what happened. There was 8 minutes to go, and yet when the match started to play, what, 10 minutes over time, when did they start? Speaks volumes. They chickened out of it as well. That's all I'll say. Nobody would expect any repercussion, CAF to take stern action against host Equatorial Guinea for what happened.
Well, I expect CAF to do something about it, because, the writer, this is humiliating and insulting to African personality. No doubt about that. We're playing football, and it's not about war. And this war degenerated into something else. So I don't think it's fair at all. But congratulations, Black Stars. Let us see them come and do what we could not do in 1992. They need to come and bring back the CAF to
Ghana. Talking about CAF and when you talk about what come, whether they will do something about it. Yeah, let them do it, and then they go and find them $5,000 like they went and find Tunisia. And 10 barrels of oil will take care of that.
U.S. football analysts expressing their views on the disturbance caused by Equatorial Guinea fans in yesterday's semifinals between the host nation and the Black Stars of Ghana. Well, President John Dramani Mahama has directed the power ministry to bring in power barges to generate 750 megawatts of electricity by the end of the year. This forms part of measures to deal with the erratic power supply in the country. Currently, the Akonsombo Dam is at its lowest of 245.16 feet due to erratic and poor rainfall over the past 2 years. This has forced the shutdown of two units, with only four units generating 558.9 megawatts of electricity. As a result, the Akuse Hydro Generating Station, which receives its water inflows from the Akonsombo Dam, is also operating two units instead of four, thereby generating only 79 megawatts instead of its maximum capacity of 160 megawatts. President Mahama, who visited the dam yesterday to assess the situation, said the government is considering thermal generation of power as a major alternative to end the power crisis. Sathia reports.
Briefing the president on the situation, the Director of Engineering Services Department of VRE, William Samapia, assured President Mahama that the engineers will continue to manage the situation until the water level improves from August, and also most of their thermal plants come on stream to complement their efforts.
The Akosombo facility is very key in the energy situation in Ghana. Indeed, without Akosombo, the current situation would have been much worse. We've had 2 years running of dry weather, and the lake level has gone very low. But that notwithstanding, we are running Akosombo to support the load. And going forward, we know that as the thermals come up and support, Akosombo should take us through the year and even into the coming year.
President Mahama, who was conducted around the water intake point of the dam and the monitoring section, was convinced that thermal generation of power is the way to go in satisfying the power needs of the country.
It's obvious that the lake level is low. It means that we're just 5 feet above the minimum operating level. And so Akosombo is running only four units. I think this backs up what I said, that increasingly we have to make thermal our main source of power and then manage our hydro resources as supplementary and a backup. We must also conserve more of our hydro to give to businesses and to industry so that they can get lower power rates. And then on the residential side, we pay more so that we can can create more jobs in this country. I've given a direction to the Ministry of Power to bring in emergency power of about 750 megawatts this year. And so if we bring additional emergency thermal power, then we probably can shut down another unit of Akosombo so that we can have the lake level restored.
He appealed to Ghanaians to take energy conservation seriously.
We all have to pray that Almighty God sends down the rain in 2015 so that the lake can be restored to itself. But I'd like to appeal to the citizens of Ghana to conserve power. If you're leaving the house or leaving the office, switch off your air conditioning. Don't leave lights on. Switch off your television set if you're not watching it, so that we can conserve more power and be able to build up the resources that we have.
The president was accompanied by the Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Donko, Setiya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Rehabilitation of the Adomi Bridge at Timpuku in the Eastern Region will be completed and open to traffic by October this year. The 12.9 million euro project began in March last year. President Mahama yesterday paid an unannounced visit to the project site and interacted with the workers. The 60 Ghanaians who have been engaged in the rehabilitation work were dumbfounded when they saw the president. The site engineer Patrick Frimpong briefed President Mahama on the progress of work.
Work is very much in progress. Our timelines are very tight,
but
we are making sure that we fulfill it, yes.
When is it supposed to be completed?
Our targeted completion is going to October.
October this year?
Ending year.
Okay.
On condition that we don't meet any major delays on the arc.
Are you replacing the arc or you are refurbishing it?
Doing some blasting.
Okay.
Putting a corrosion protection over it.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you're changing the cable?
We're changing.
Okay.
Currently, we are inspecting the manholes inside the park, and then we are finding some few extra repair works. We're hoping that we don't get major ones that delay us.
Okay. So you're replacing all the bolts,
It's the sandblasting will expose all the defects that need to be done.
Okay.
They were not part of the initial assessment, but we are hopeful that it's in good condition.
Okay. And then you're fabricating the deck.
The deck, yes, we're done. We're left with the last two sections.
At the end?
22 and 23. 23 will be fixed and then 22 will be the last member to be installed.
Okay. So these ones are the new cables?
Yes.
The whitish ones?
Yes.
And the black ones are the old cables? Yes. So far so good. So we just came to say hello and to encourage you.
You heard President Mahama interacting with Patrick Frimpong, the site engineer at the Adomi Bridge at Timpuku in the Eastern Region. Government has approved a new draft condition of service for health workers. The agreement is to come into effect by June this year. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, who announced this at a two-day workshop to validate the final draft copy, said the absence of conditions for the health workers accounts for the agitations in the health sector. Yawi Mirika and Priscilla Anunoy have filed this report.
The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, urged health workers not to use strike as a means to get better conditions of service.
Let me urge our colleagues in the health sector to hasten cautiously, always resorting to the threat of withdrawal of services. I know I may provoke some controversy. I'm happy to do so in order to save lives. You see, when you argue for a better condition of service and improve allowance, a deserving allowance, and it is not granted, and you decide to embark on an action of withdrawal of services, lives may be lost, limbs may be lost. After when government is able to grant your demand, you can recover your arrears and allowances, but will not be able to recover the lost lives and the lost limbs. To that extent, I'm making a passionate plea to our workers in the health sector to rather support this country by hesitating always in embarking on the critical withdrawal of service and appreciating that you provide a very critical services.
Touching on allowance, he announced that work is being finalized on the category 2 and 3 allowances for the health workers.
I'm also happy to announce that category 2 and 3 allowances, work is being finalized on it. I've requested that the Fair Wages Commission forward same to me so that the Ministry of Finance will do some financial analysis of it for full implementation of it.
The health sector has approximately 90,000 staff on government payroll and is the second largest after the Ministry of Education. The conditions of service being developed for the sector will apply to all agencies under the ministry.
That was Yawi Mirka and Priscilla Anunoy's report. Passage of the Plant Breeders Bill by Parliament is still in contention as civil society groups kick against it, saying it threatens the nation's food security. At a news conference in Accra, Agriculture Sovereignty Ghana, ASG, an advocacy group expressed shock and discontent at a report that the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Mrs. Marietta Brew Apiopong, together with some leading members of the Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs of Parliament, had gone to the Netherlands for support in passing and implementing the bill. Speaking on behalf of ASG, its chairman, John Opoku, said the bill, when passed, will rob the Ghanaian farmer of control over the purchasing, cultivation and total production of seeds. This will greatly affect the status and operations of peasant farmers. Chairman of Agriculture and Sovereignty Ghana, John Opoku, said the Plant Breeders Bill, when passed into law, means that the Ghanaian farmer can no longer save seeds and plant year to year unless he buys from breeders who are agribusinessmen and women from foreign countries. He further condemned Clause 58 of the bill, which gives the breeder the right to seek court order to destroy the farm or the farmer caught planting a registered seed without authorization. Mr. Opoku said, apart from the bill, tendency to trample on the farmers' rights, it also opens the way for the domination of genetically modified foods on the Ghanaian market. According to him, the strategy has already started with the introduction of the chemically induced species of beans called cowpea on the local market.
You go to the market, you have a lot of cowpeas, and you expect that they would have labeled it to mean this is BT cowpea, so you can differentiate it from our local cowpea. And let me tell you why it is dangerous. They are going to commercialize it and sell it to poor Ghanaians and refine it obnoxious because there are so many research indicating that the BT cowpea, which is a genetically modified crop, has health implications. So we have a problem with it.
Mr. Boko said it is sad to note that some Ghanaian experts are promoting the GMO phenomenon among senior high school students.
I personally feel very sad that some of the researchers are going to the north to meet students in the secondary school to tell them that there is nothing wrong with BT cowpea. So they should continue to eat BT cowpea. So you can imagine the danger we are putting these young minds to by just lying to them.
The ASG has vowed to keep fighting against the Plant Breeders Bill and seek legal action where necessary to safeguard the rights of farmers in the country and promote food security. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Sports pundits call on CAF to take action against Equatorial Guinea for disturbances as Ghana qualified to play Cote d'Ivoire in final of AFCON 2015. Rehabilitation work on Adomi Bridge to be completed by October this year. New condition of service for health workers approved. Tomorrow's National Sanitation Day focuses on Northern Region and UN Security Council urges countries in West and Central Africa to step up military operations against Boko Haram. Welcome back. Tomorrow's Nationwide Sanitation Day will have a special focus on the Northern Region. The day was instituted to promote environmental cleanliness for healthier life. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Julius Debra, who interacted with the chiefs and people of the Northern Region ahead of the day, explained the government's determination to promote environmental and public health by introducing the day to change the attitude of the citizenry towards indiscriminate dumping of refuse and regular cleaning of the environment. The MPP says it will support any initiative that promotes a clean Ghana. The party is therefore calling on all residents of the northern region to come out and clean the environments tomorrow, which has been declared a National Sanitation Day. A press statement signed by the Northern Regional Secretary of the party, Sule Salifu, said most diseases recorded at health centers across the nation are sanitation-related and called on Ghanaians to change their attitude towards sanitation. The statement noted that the National Sanitation Day instituted by President John Dramani Mahama is not receiving the necessary patronage as a result of low publicity and politicization called for a non-partisan campaign. The MPP urged government to resource state institutions mandated to ensure proper sanitation to enable them to play their roles more effectively. It also appealed to the authority to pay all outstanding debts owed waste management companies to enable them to discharge their duties efficiently. The deputy commander of the Bonafu Regional Motor Traffic and Transport Division, MTTD, of the Ghana Police Service, ASP David Mua, has cautioned drivers and vehicle owners who have removed seat belts from their vehicles to fix them or face the consequences of the law. In an interview with Radio Ghana in Sunyani, ASP Rias said, though there has been an extension of the date for drivers and vehicle owners whose cars are without seat belts to fix them, it does not mean that drivers should intentionally remove theirs. He pointed out that the Road Traffic Regulation LI 2180 section 119 subsection 1 states that a person shall not drive a motor vehicle unless it has seat belts. He said, though not wearing seat belts is not a major cause of road accidents, it helps to reduce fatal accidents. The Bonafu Regional Secretary of the GPRTU, Richard Yawamankwa, noted that they are willing to abide by the road traffic regulation if only government allows companies to supply them with the seat belts. The executive director of the Ghana Trade Fair Company, GTFC, Hannah Amwating, has encouraged Ghanaians to take advantage of the 19th International Trade Fair to form networks with businesses from the sub-region and beyond to grow their trade. This, she said, will help strengthen the private sector as well as enhance the economic growth of the country. Madam Amwating was speaking at the launch of the 19th International Trade Fair in Accra. Bele Jakwa and Larry Taibat Wazir had the details.
The 19th Ghana International Trade Fair, slated for the 26th of this month through to the 8th of May this year, has been updated to allow young minds and research institutes to showcase their ideas to boost the local market. This year's fair is expected to bring on board countries like South Africa, Nigeria, and India, among others, who will exhibit their work and form partnerships with local entrepreneurs. The Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Ibrahim Murthy, Talam Mohammed, challenged the Ghana Trade Fair Company to rejuvenate exhibition fairs to attract more investors who will not come and exhibit their goods but also see the need to invest in the country. He said the theme for the fair, which is trade, the bridge for industries and research, is appropriate because research is an aspect that needs attention in the growth and expansion of the economy.
The theme for this year's trade fair is trade, the bridge for industries and research. And I think that there couldn't have been any better time than now. When government has increased the GDP allocation to research in this country to 0.8%. Some may see 0.8% to be small, but it is the highest in the sub-region. 0.8%. We can only encourage that government does more. And I do know that it is the vision of government to see how best we can increase it. Because research is one way that we need to give much attention to if we want to grow this country, if we want to expand our economy.
The executive director of GTFC, Hannah Amartin, said about 25,000 visitors are expected to participate in the fair and urged Ghanaians to patronize it.
We are expecting a lot of visitors as well. We are estimating 25,000, so we encourage people to come and patronize the fair.
That report was found by Bele Jakwa and Larry Taibat Wazir. Officials of three companies in the construction industry have been arrested for failing to issue VAT invoices to customers in Accra. The Debt Management Compliance and Enforcement Unit of the GRA, upon investigations conducted earlier, paid unannounced visits to the companies, interrogated the officials, and handed them over to the police. The companies are Nana KJC Company Limited, K4E Enterprise, and Enno Afonso Company. Ivona Serafin reports.
The enforcement action embarked on is to ensure that taxpayers adhere to the tax laws, following complaints by some clients of these companies of non-issuance of VAT receipts. The Debt Management Compliance and Enforcement Unit of the Ghana Revenue Authority is taking this action across the country to ensure discipline in revenue collection. The Assistant Commissioner of the GRA, Dr. Dela Helu, said it's an offense not to issue the VAT invoice.
The Debt Management and Enforcement Unit, we enforce compliance of the tax laws. Actually, most of the enforcement actions are last resort. We expect that when you go to town or any taxpayer who is registered, you are supposed to issue a business invoice when anyone buys from you or enjoy a service from you. It's an offense not to issue the invoice, and there are stringent penalties. So what we normally do to see whether our taxpayers are compliant, we once a while go around and buy things on our own, and we've done that a couple of days ago. We bought some items and we were not issued with invoices. People have complained, so we was a follow-up to that complaint, and they've not issued invoices. So as the law prescribed, we are going to arrest them and then prosecute them if we find that it is true that they've not kept to the tenets of the law.
The team first went to K-Ofori Enterprise at Dowenya, then to Nana KJC Company Limited at Ofanko and Eno Afanso Company at Awoshi. At the scenes, one could see VAT certificates hanging on walls indicating that they had registered to issue VAT receipts by GRA but failed to do so.
Ivona Sayofa reporting. Renowned broadcaster Kwesi Dakwa failed to appear in court today for his committal process due to ill health. His lawyer Tony Forson told the Kanishi District Court that KKD is on admission at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. He was, however, unable to produce a medical report to that effect, but stated that it has been prepared and will be made available to the court soon. Acting Director of Public Prosecution Cynthia Lamte was unhappy with the inability of the defense to produce the medical report and noted that she could request for a bench warrant to have KKD arrested for failing to appear in court. KKD's committal process was scheduled for yesterday, after which the trial would begin at a court with inherent jurisdiction to try rape cases. At the last court sitting, the prosecution said all the necessary processes have been filed at a higher court and was waiting for the committal process to kickstart the trial. KKD has been put before the court for allegedly raping a 19-year-old girl at a hotel in Accra. Finally, the UN Security Council has urged countries in West and Central Africa to step up regional military operations to counter Boko Haram. It has also welcomed a meeting in Cameroon to finalize plans for a 7,500-strong force to fight the Islamic extremists. Cameroon and Chad joined Nigeria in launching an air and ground offensive this week. Meanwhile, military action involving other nations is expected to increase following the meeting in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, which began yesterday and ends tomorrow. A press statement issued by the council commended the Chadian army's swift assistance in the fight against Boko Haram in Nigeria, which neutralized more than 200 terrorists and led to the recovery of territories from the militants. Now to end the news, the main points again. Sports analysts have called on CAF to take action against Equatorial Guinea for disturbances as Ghana qualify to play Cote d'Ivoire in final of AFCON 2015. Rehabilitation work on Adome Bridge to be completed by October this year. New condition of service for health workers approved. tomorrow's National Day of Sanitation. Tomorrow's National Sanitation Day focuses on the northern region, and UN Security Council urges countries in Western Central Africa to step up military operations against Boko Haram. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson in Accra.